Welcome to the Davenport Pulse, a podcast aimed at connecting citizens to their local government. Together, we will explore important issues impacting our neighborhoods and community through conversations with residents, city staff, and elected officials.
Davenport is the urban pulse at the heart of the Quad Cities, rich in history and character, where folks with a Midwest mentality plant personal and professional roots. Come explore with us the people, places, and programs that make Davenport home.
Welcome back, everybody. Today we have two very special guests joining us, Family Resources Director of Initiatives, Stephanie Hernandez, and City of Davenport Chief Strategy Officer, Sarah Ott.
Welcome. Hey guys. Hi, how are you guys?
Good. How are Thanks you? For joining us Hi. Today.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, why don't you take a minute to introduce yourselves to our listeners?
All right, I'm Stephanie Hernandez. I'm the Director of Initiatives at Family Resources. I've been with Family Resources for 20 years and have spent all 20 in the Child Welfare Juvenile Justice Array, but majority of that time has been spent in reactive services. So I've had oversight of our group foster care program, some of the community-based programs that provided services to juvenile justice youth. But this past year, my focus has really been on research on prevention and early intervention services, which is tied nicely into the youth assessment program and really taking a look at, you know, how are we more proactive in providing services in our community versus waiting until crisis has blown up and the system maybe doesn't have particular issues to address those kids' needs. So,
yeah. My name is Sarah Ott. I'm the Chief Strategy Officer for the City of Davenport. I've been with the city for about 9 years now in a variety of roles. In my current role, I work on a lot of large initiatives that are both city involved and community based. I work with a lot of our community partners on public safety initiatives. One of those is the Youth Assessment Program. So I'm excited to talk about that today.
All right, so let's just jump in. Sarah, you work a lot on council goals, and juvenile justice and support system have been one of their top priorities for the past several years, and that ultimately led to the app. Can you talk about why this is an important goal for council and how it ultimately impacts public safety?
Yeah, so over the past 3 years, our community has been having a lot of conversations regarding youth and family supports and how to keep youth from entering the juvenile justice system. I think this conversation started in 2018 when we had a really big uptick in stolen vehicles in our community, but that conversation has continued. And as a community, we know that preventative programming is essential to ensuring the well-being of our youth and their families, and it's crucial to the well-being of our community as well. If our youth and their families are flourishing, our community is flourishing too. So as a result of these conversations, leaders from a variety of different backgrounds, including law enforcement and the judicial system, our social service system, and our community partners have been working collaboratively together over the past several years to bring this concept of the Youth Assessment Program to Scott County. One of the things that we know through discussions with our group and then also just being out in the community and talking with people, we know that Scott County and the Quad City area is rich in resources and supports for families, but often families have a really hard time navigating those systems. And so it is of no benefit to the family if we have services that they don't feel that they can access or use to benefit their children. So the Youth Assessment Program is a service that allows families in Scott County to easily access these supportive services that'll help children overcome these challenges, because we want them to thrive and succeed from birth all the way up to adulthood. So the YAP eases those challenges of navigating those services for families, and it delivers purposeful results for their children.
Stephanie, can you explain to us what services YAP provides to youth and their families?
Yep. So the Youth Assessment Program is a 24-hour, 7 days a week, 365-year program that's available to all Scott County families, regardless of their situation, whether it be it's a crisis or it's a preventative measure.
I was going to ask that. Can people use this more as a preventative measure?
Yeah. Absolutely. So the youth assessment program is really designed to be an early identification program to look at, you know, are there kids struggling in school? Mm-hmm. Maybe their basic needs aren't being met and there's no particular crisis in the home that people are identifying. But when we know kids' basic needs aren't being met, mm-hmm. it's an underlying issue to something that's probably on the horizon. So it could be that there's going to be domestic violence or maybe runaway issues or problematic behaviors in the classroom. And so those youth can be referred to the program. So we can start to take a look at early on what's going on in the home. Is it parents that may need additional services? Might just be the child that needs additional services. But how are we ensuring that youth and families are getting their basic needs met and preventing, you know, maybe long-term issues that could arise?
So how or like who do you guys envision referring these youth?
Yep, so it can be any youth between preschool age and 18 years old. So I know that's a wide range, but our care coordinators were specifically hired to have experience working, they have experience working with youth at the preschool level all the way up to, you know, high school age.
So who refers these individuals, like the youth, is it only parents or who do you guys take referrals from? Can school teachers?
Yep. So referrals can come from parents. So self-referrals, they can come from teachers, law enforcement, other providers in the community. It might be someone from a church or a neighbor that calls to make a referral and says, I'm, you know, here to assist a family member or a friend who's looking for additional services. So anybody can make a referral to the youth assessment program.
Is it confidential when they do?
Yes, it is confidential when they make that referral. However, they do have to obtain permission from the guardian to make the referral so that we're calling families and it's not unexpected that sure. they know that we're going to be calling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So say you get a referral. Once it comes in, what does the process look like after the referral comes into your office?
Yep. So when the referral is made, they will talk to someone live right away to start screening and identifying what are those presenting issues at the moment. Once those issues have been identified, then an assessor, the YAP assessor, will contact that family within 1 hour to then begin the assessment process. So over the phone, it'll be a brief assessment, again, looking at what are some of those presenting issues so that when we go out to meet with a youth and do assessments, that we're, you know, utilizing assessments that are taking a look at that presenting issue. So it may be an assessment that's regarding trauma, could be trafficking, it could be basic needs, mental health, behavioral issues in the school. So we'll complete usually 1 to 3 assessments with that youth initially within the first 48 hours of that referral being made. So once the assessor meets with that youth and completes assessments regarding the client's or the youth's immediate issues, from there, within 48 hours, the assessor and the care coordinator that's assigned to that family will meet with the family and the youth to go over the assessment outcomes. And then helping the family really decide what services are best to meet their needs. So oftentimes as providers, sometimes we think we know the answer and we want to have this, I'm going to fix this family versus, you know, having it client-centered and having that client or that family really figure out what's best for their family. And so at that point, we will start to make referrals with the family to other community providers. Once we have community providers solidified and referrals made, we will stay in contact with that family as often as they need. So some families need daily contact. Some families that are maybe not in an immediate crisis may just need us to touch base on a weekly basis or a couple times a month. But we will ensure that every family has a multidisciplinary meeting on a monthly basis. So those care coordinators will meet with the family and all of the providers that are wrapped around that youth. We will meet on a monthly basis to go over the progress, look to see, is a family stabilizing? Are there new presenting issues? Are we making progress? What incentives do we have for families and youth to stay, you know, engaged? From there, we will use a risk stratification tool. So that tool will help us decide that stabilization. So once we've seen families stabilize for 3 months consecutively, then we'll look to start to discharge them from the program successfully. Now, that doesn't mean that they won't stay connected to other services in the community, but that they don't need a care coordinator to kind of continue to walk them through that process, that they've become really self-sufficient in staying connected with community resources.
That was a question we had. Is there a time limit a child can stay with the youth assessment program, or is it just that 3 months and then you're done? Or can they stay longer if they need to?
Yeah, so we've identified, 3 months as a nice, consecutive 3 months as being a way that a kid can discharge from the program. But it may take 6 months to a year before we see a family stabilize consistently, over that 3 month period. So again, there's not an absolute end date, but we anticipate if everybody in the community is rallying around this family who we have connected to services, and if we're putting the right services at the right time in place, we should see progress being made that, between that 6 months and a year, families are ready to discharge from the program.
You keep talking a lot about services and community partners. Can you give a few examples of those services or community partners that you are able to connect families with?
So in our community, we have a lot of very qualified services in our community, but many times people don't know about them. So that's, one of the key strengths of the youth assessment program is that our care coordinators are well-versed in what our community offers, whether it be therapy services or behavioral health intervention, or, medication management, psychiatric services, mentoring programs. And so over the last month, we've spent a lot of time getting out in the community and marketing the youth assessment program, both from a referring perspective, but also for providers to really, come together and want to be a part of the youth assessment program so that they're preferred providers. So we have a lot of partners right now that we've been meeting with that we've already started making referrals to, such as, Vera French Mental Health, Bethany, Life Connections, Engaging Males Program. So there's, a lot of services in our community that we can connect families to.
And they might not know about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, times, families don't know, especially when they're in crisis. The last thing you're thinking about is, who do I call? How do I call them? How do I make a referral? Some families feel, ashamed of what's going on in their home. So they might be embarrassed to have to reach out and ask for help. Mm-hmm. But again, by calling, us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we're going to be available to have that confidential conversation about what's going on and really help them through that process.
Yeah, you take the overwhelming feeling off parents so they can get the right help.
Stephanie, so why did Family Resources want to get involved with the youth assessment program?
So Family Resources has been serving our community for over 170 years. And I think what we can celebrate is that we are an agency that typically will pivot as a community has additional needs or new services need to be explored. And so over the last year and a half, we've been working on a Morency project where we've facilitated focus groups, completed surveys, interviews, researched evidence-based practices, screening tools, assessments to really look at, what are we missing from our community? So we've received a lot of feedback from stakeholders, from people with lived experience. And really what we're missing in our community is care coordination and ensuring that families have access to early prevention and early intervention services. So it was just a nice tie-in to the work of the youth assessment program, because essentially we know that when we have healthy families, we're going to have a healthy community.
Stephanie, can you talk about how many families the YAP can serve at one time?
Yeah, so we anticipate this being our first year of the youth assessment program and having the ability to serve up to 500 youth during the first year of the program.
Okay, and one thing we have not asked, when did the YAP launch? You guys talked about that. It's live. When did it launch?
It is live.
Yeah, it is. So we launched mid-September. It was kind of a soft launch. And then over the last month, we've just spent a lot of time, again, marketing and getting the word out there to our community. So what I would say is that if you haven't had an opportunity, please check us out on Facebook. So it's Youth Assessment Program. on Facebook, as well as we have a webpage, and that's yapqc.com. So check out our webpage. To make a referral, the phone number is 563-326-6431.
Awesome. Okay, I have a question for Sarah. If you could tell us a little bit more about what the City of Davenport's involvement is with youth assessment program.
Yeah, so the City of Davenport earlier this year, in conjunction with the City of Bettendorf and with Scott County and the John Deere Foundation, committed $2.5 million total towards the creation of the youth assessment program. And the City of Davenport's contribution was $1 million. We're very excited to be able to put that seed funding into this program. And that seed funding should fund the program for 5 years while we're working on a sustainable funding model for it. But this has really been a labor of love for both city staff and our community partners. Our elected officials are very excited to finally see this launch. As we said earlier, this has been a council goal for several years. And so now to be able to see it finally come to fruition, we're very excited to have it launched and to have Family Resources and United Way as a partner. And we're excited to see the successes that they're going to have over the next year.
Awesome. Well, thank you both so much for joining us today. This was super informative for not only Jerry and I, but for all of our listeners. So we appreciate you coming on. Thank you again.
Thanks, guys. You. Thank you.